The following shiur was pre-recorded.
The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Teshuvah, we pointed out last week, talks about Bidui, saying the Mefarshim is the main halacha Teshuvah. There seems to be, it's brought here on page 1, first page, everybody can look at the beginning of Hilchos Teshuvah. Mitzvah Zaseh, Lushiyoshuv, Achayte Mechete, Lufnei Hashem, Biyizvada. Says the Rambam, all mitzvahs of the Torah, chayim l'svadim. And we pointed out, this seems to be a machlokes rishonim between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam seems to codify the mitzvah of tshuva as a mitzvah of kiyumness. If you're going to do tshuva, you're required to be misvada. Ramban says, no, apostik v'shavta v'shem alikecha. What do you mean there's no mitzvah of tshuva? The Rambam finds a pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, which is tied to the Vidui on Karbanos, to tell you that is the aside of the mitzvah of tshuva. The rabbi said, this machlekes, a very important machlekes, but we left you with a question of what the Rambam means when he says in his, what we call the Kefalah Ta'ap, a phrase which is repeated several times. Here in the Rambam, in Halacha Aleph, he says, Chayef l'svadais l'fnei Akel Baruch Hu. Vashem Shad is, l'fnei Akel means when you're talking, the Rabbi Shmuel really is connected to Shemayin Esher, but it's really not. It's really not. So we postulated one approach last week that the Vidui, even the daily Vidui, certainly the Vidui Yom Kippur, takes place connected to Shemayin Esrei, Tzambuch V'Nira to Shemayin Esrei, when you're still Aimei L'fnei Hakel. I left you with another possible Havana of this, which I'd like to spend the first segment of tonight discussing. Rav Shaver, what does Rav say the Ikhra'i of Tshuva is Vidui? And he's telling him, don't miss the Tshuva, how could that possibly be? So, the key, I think, here in explaining this is the Rambam's usage of the terminology L'fnei Hakel. And this is particularly important right now in Elif. Why is that? So, there's a very intriguing Bottom Yafas HaLaterah, the end of Parshas Shoftim. I heard this from a guy named Deitch last week in our morning Kail for Balabatim. And he says there, a very chashuva part. I'm going to just give you the tamsis because the lashon of the Arachayim HaKadosh, of the Panim Yafas, have a special zikah for the Panim Yafas because my grandfather, going to you've heard of him, or the Sefer, and the Panim Yafas. Panim Yafas there says a very interesting thing, which will serve as a little bit of an introduction to what I want to say here at the beginning. Panim Yafas says, some of you heard this, says, Ki Seitse, O Mechama Awai Vecha, last week's Parsha Shaitim, that Ki Seitse, we'll get to the Ki Seitse of the last Shabbos, or a couple of days behind. In a moment, let's talk about Parsha Shaitim. When you're talking about Hilchais of me, Hayare, Berach Halev of Yelech, Yosef Lebeis, Shteit Chazal, Yare is Yare, Me'averish of Yosef. But he knows. That is the Gemara in sight. I feel like Kara El Krishna, your Mitzvah from Averish of Yosef. Ask the Panim Yafas two kashas. Kasha number one, what does it mean? Mi hayare v'arach aleva v'yel v'yashu l'beisai. Chazal calls the Gemara in Zvachem Eilecha Adam. It's not the chuyiv. A carbon eila, because everybody in Klai Yisrael is a chayte. It's impossible. Ein Adam asher yasub lo yechta. But everybody has to bring carbon. So who is this army going to consist of? Yes, okay, everybody knows the famous stories about how Chatzchayim will be the only person in the army. And it worked too. The Shai Messiah, Rav Chaim Kinesh. But the Pasha Matiya says that it was a real army, but the army was winnowed that only people who were tzaddikim fought in this army. be a tzaddik. It would be a tzaddik. If it's a filu avera, it's tach. A tzila is considered to be shom erachel elchama. I mean, this be kash number one. Kash number two, he says, where it says a filu akara, Krishna, that's enough. Why? Why is Krishna kapara for all averas? So the Panamiyafet is written very shortly. Says a very important thing, which I think is important introduction to what I'd like to tell you now. He says that the yesod of the way the person gets kapara, and this is true both of the kapara before you have to go out to a mohama, and the kapara that we all, the tshuva that we all have to do now, or the yom ne'irah before the din, is a her tshuva. All you need is a her tshuva. So when the pasuk says, "Mi hayare from harach levot is yare shavar shaviyade," the pasuk is giving you an antidote to do tshuva. Not realistic. And I hear this phrase in a moment again. It's not realistic to assume that standing there at the draft office, a person is going to go all through the Sidre Atuva, we're in the Rambam Perik Beis, six parts of Tuva, not realistic. So what did Baruch Shalom tell him? Baruch Shalom says, all you need to do is be Bahar and Tuva. And this is sufficient. What's not sufficient is to have only a soft Tuva. The Hira Tuva is a small thing, but it has to be a real thing. Except, and that works for every area that you have. No problem. Otherwise, we would never have it. Except for one avera. What avera is that? The avayin of chil Hashem. He says, minos, of course, it's chil Hashem. Her desire is avayin of chil Hashem. Avayin of chil Hashem, it does not work. What takes away chil Hashem? A fila kara kriya shema. Somebody reads kriya shema, that means, shema yisrael Hashem, when he came to Hashem, he's not an avayin of a desire. Yes, a person could be a total hypocrite, maybe. They could be a Baal, a total hypocrite, they say Krishna every day. But Pasha, a person could be blamed by the Zara, doesn't say Krishna, to our contradiction. That is the Gemara, fill on that Krishna. That means he wasn't Mechal Hashem, and he has a year of Tshuva. That is sufficient. Why? Why not? That's a threat in the Parabias. After wage a whole war and win this war. So there's a Mavusta viewer from Brisker Rav, the Piyot in the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The Lashon of a Python is, we run to Klal Yisrael, Umivrach Umanois Elov. We run to, away from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Umivrach means I'm running away. And then Manois Elov meaning I'm running to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Back to Brisker Rav, we're running away from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're running to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. First thing the person has to do is understand where he is. Where he is. Right now, 15th Eve, look outside, you'll see the beautiful full moon yesterday night. We're right back in the epicenter, 2 weeks for Shabbat. Half of Elul is already gone. But Elul is a matana, a gift from Eshemayim. I think the Biskarov's Havana, and I'm rewording it to Unzer Sprach. The first thing you gotta do is you gotta stop. If you're barreling down the highway 80 miles an hour away from your destination, you can't make a U-turn on an interstate highway. That's what our life is. Our life is an interstate highway. Last year, at the Elin and Kippur, we were Zaycha to be double condition. Every year you got a Kippur. Unfortunately, our neshamas were clean, pure, pristine. Highest level a person can ascribe to by Lamazet. The part of all your avoidance. We spend the last year backing away from the bus flow. Some of us slow. Some of us like we fast. What does the avoid of El Rabbi say? To stop. Stop backing away from your bus flow. It's too much to expect of us to make a U-turn on an interstate highway. Too much. That would be Chayzim Archamachamah. What does Rav Moshe want us to do? First thing is Stop running away. Stop the nivach. Once you understand this, freeze in place. You know, I would say the first 2 weeks of El, stop running away from the punchline. The next 2 weeks, today, this Shabbat, last Shabbat, today, think about this. Turn around and start turning around and turn the process. And now, manos a love, what freezes a person in place? When he realizes that there's no answer, running away from the punchline is not going to help. Not going to work. So what do? We think, we stop, and we start inching back. 2 weeks to inch back. What's this inching back called? Hero tumor. That's all we know. That's all we need is a hero tumor. The lesson of the Rambam, I think, proves this. Look at the lesson of the Rambam right here in front of you. I didn't see anybody say this. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. The lesson around me tells you, Ketzer Mitzvah, on line 6. You can bring me the marker here by Sai to Ketzer Mitzvah, line 5 and line 6. Hi, Mayor. Everybody with me on line 5? An Hashem Chatasi Avisi Pashaitel Fanecho Vasisi Kach Kach. Ar Necham to you, Boish B'mai Siloen Chayel Dabar Zeh, Zeh Ikru Yishol Vidui. Now, Rabbi Sai, I'm asking you two questions. The Rambam seems to tell you a lot more in this phrase than just vidui. What do we say? Here we have a lot more than that. It seems, Kashram 2, the Rambam seems to be spicer himself. He's telling you that all you need is vidui. Now he's telling you that shuv is embedded in this vidui. Kashram 3. On top, the Rambam says, he does have the new tshuva. So which one is it? I want to tell everybody, say, based on this concept of hero tshuva, the Rambam, I think, is telling you is this site. If you're looking around in Perry Bays, the Rambam tells you, in Perry Bays, Lucha Bays, it's four of those, you have the scroll number 3. If you don't have the number, just turn 2 pages to Rambam, Perry Bays, Lucha Bays. Ma'al Ashuva, Shiyaz Machaita Chetai, Yisir Mach Saftai, Beigmar Believe Ishlayasen Ay, Snacham Osha Avar, Beyed Ode Taluma Ishlayasen, Tarakhus Bada Ishbefit, Rav says again. He gives you 6 steps to Tshuva. Here he doesn't say that. Here it's much more cut down. Why? Tipsa Lamer, often the Rambam goes Meklal Prat, and I was telling you this is psychically safe. That Avada, the full tshuva package is necessary. But I can't be machai of you that we start the process. All the advice line is asking you, and if it's some salam, I'm calling this the tshuva of Elul, is a hero tshuva. Stop running away from the advice line. And I heard this from Yosef Bratzelovich. He says, tshuva, a hero tshuva is an appointment to make tshuva. Doesn't mean that you have to do a halacha base as far as the full 6-step tshuva, which is enormously complicated. Enormously complicated. All it means is be misvada. I'll say it means the vidui event to Purim. No. He's talking about the vidui that every Jew is mechuyav to do as a result of a hero tshuva. Because vidui itself, says the Rambam, that's ikrei shel vidui. The line here in the first halacha aleph, it's hero tshuva. And I'm going to prove it to you. There's a bavusta kasha on the Rambam. Mishnah Sinach has this kasha. The Gemara says, apparently there's someone in the bavusta. We all know this Gemara Bahar. Avakadah she'isu amunashe ilu tzadik bavur, mikudeshes. Shem hero tshuva mulavoy. Shem hero tshuva, vada yasa tshuva. Says the Mishnah Sinach, how can the Rambam say they need vidui? Here it says, of the Pharisee of Amari, of the Kaddish of Isa, here are two of the Belimoi, and usually requires explication, the path, Tira. And Chassan says, Mishkan Tira, the Rama Mavada, when he talks about the Vidui, says, you do tshuva, you're not a Russian anymore. Not a Russian. So, Adam and Achupah, as I mentioned, a few weeks ago, at a guest, ate him at a guest, he married to him, takes away the shame rush. You did tshuva. Not a rush anymore. Because you saw Menashe Beit Tzadikom, you're a Tzadikom. A par you didn't get. So that you need full tshuva. They say, so, the Rosh Hashanah says, that can't be. Can't be that a person who's so overwhelmed, he wants to become a Shish Isha, and he says, you don't want to marry me because today's picture somehow, Rabbi Kiva tried to convince Rachel to marry her. But the base is garnished. I'm hot with you. I'm a Tzadik Gomer. But in that 5 seconds, he's here in Tshuva. He went through the 6 stages that the Rambam gives you in Perik Beis, Alacha Beis, and all of his Chatoyim. Zayid, he was talking with her, and he was not watching what he put into his mouth. Even if you do watch, you put into his mouth, as we all know, who knows what's going in there. B'chol. He went through a six-step process of each one of the various matchups. So what's the trap? What did he have? He had a hero tshuva. This hero tshuva, I'm calling it the tshuva El. It's an appointment to make the full step of the tshuva. The good news is that all the Rabbi Shalom wants of us. Why? Because Rabbi Shalom gave us Matana. And I'm telling you, it's on sale now for another 2 weeks. Matana. After that, on Sunday night, on last night, it gets much more difficult. Because then, Tshuva El, by definition, has got what's Tshuva El. Tshuva El is the ability to take an appointment to make Tshuva. A hero in Tshuva. And then, the Moshem says, Pischuli Pesach, Shal Machat, Vani Estach Lecha Pesach, Shal Uva. This is daunting Tshuva, which is in Perik Beis, Alecha Beis, which is, anybody looking at this says, I have a long list of Chatan, I do 6-part Tshuva, every Tshuva. How is this going to happen? Not realistic, I can't do anything. Say all the Svarim, do a little thing. Do a small thing. Do small Kabbalahs, why? Do small Kabbalahs now and now. Because you do small kabbalas down hell. But some credits you, you put down $5. It's like, a businessman here, sure. Leverage. You can get your asset that you want, which is a scarves to Hashem to come back to Akkadi Baruch Hu, 5% down. That's a 95% of our share. That's why it was called Chaydish Racham Aslichus. Why? Because the Kashmirch is not treating us like a melech, which he treats us in the Seris Mitzvah. Not even here yet. He wants Shemayim during El. He is a friend that you haven't spoken to enough during the year. Thus is the Remez, Ani Lidaydi Vidaydi Li. Rest of El. Torah opens up to us. This Remez, I'll pay the cut minor from Pasuk and Shir Shir. Couldn't find a Pasuk anywhere, somewhere else. Couldn't find a Pasuk in Kahelas, more appropriate. Couldn't find a Pasuk in the Divrei Peronius and Yeshaya. Couldn't find a Pasuk in Eoi. Why is he asking for a Pasuk in Shir Shir and Shir Shir? It is a Shir Ahava. There it is. Elul is a different relationship. Elul is a relationship of a friend, a daid. Everybody knows the concept of the word daid. Daid means a favorite uncle. What's so great about being an uncle, Rabbi Yisrael? All of us had them when we were growing up. All of us are. Because uncle doesn't really have the achrayus. Uncle shows up, and it's unrequited love. You don't have to discipline the kid. It was uncle. That's the parent's problem. Because Baruch Hu, during the month of El, is our favorite uncle. All good! There's no downside. Comes the Shoshana, becomes the Melech. Comes the first mate, and he's the judge. Gives you a reprieve, maybe, for 10 days. And then you have to do with Kippur, which we'll talk about later. They call it Kippur. But this month, too, is on sale. Because it is the Chaydesh of the Rachamim, the Haslichais. I'm not telling you here, this first halacha, ikroi shol vidui, is that vidui that we do that's attached to the hero tshuva could be raw, but it's visceral and it's emotional. I want to stop running away from the budget. I'm stopping. Now, middle of all, let's start running back. Ikroi shol vidui. Everything that are very similar in concept. And I think with this we'll be able to close and explain why the realm of music is in the account. Three things. One of them is Zibui. Second of them is Tfilo. Third is Shofar. All of them can be described with term, with Nei Hashem. Zibui, Rambam tells you it's Nei Hashem. Why? Let's hold that for a second. Tefillah, obviously, better be the Sneisha. Shofar, says the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. A Shofar Mitzvah Zav is possible, like a Tegar Nasa Tzenegar. Says the, ask the Gemara Kasha, why? The Gemara says, given, given the Rachman boy, a Shofar is there to be the Vakish Rachman of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kalafnai Ulafnim. It's a daima, the lefnai lefnim, which is the higher degree of kirva to a kodesh baruch hu lefnei akeh, which is the kind of God when the Almighty Yom Kippur. Every time we use the shofar and the shoshana as an instrument to talk to the Rabbi Yisrael. Vidui, tefillah, and shofar are all based on the same yisayit, pouring out our hearts to the Rabbi Yisrael. Understandably enough, obvious. The Shofar pours out the collective heart of Klai Yisrael to the Rabbi Shlomo. That's what Yidui is all about. Yidui is pouring out our hearts to the Rabbi Shlomo. By definition, you can't do it from far away. You have to be listening to Kelly. We walk out here on Enclave Boulevard, stop for a moment, and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to doubt him tomorrow better. I'm going to say Krishna Mokavada better. I'm not going to let my mind wander here to my answer. I'm coming up with some excellent, maybe with a more serious way. Outside here, I don't think you're not the base of Yiddish. But you are listening to Kale. Why? Because that here or two took only all 30 seconds. You didn't go through the six steps of the end of the day. It doesn't matter. It's the same with Nile of Nim as the conglomerate in Kippur. It's the same with Nile of Nim as the collective sound of the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, which is Bakness. What does the Shofar do, everybody said? You all know. What does the Shofar do? The Shofar collects. It's machnas. You know, it is a lousy flower reception here in Lakewood. The best cell tower, virtual cell tower that we have is the Shofar. What does the Shofar do? The Shofar takes all the tumors of Klal Yisrael and sends it up on a wavelength directly to the Kisei HaKavod. And as we all know, well, I have to stop. The two sets of Kailas. It circumvents the blocks that we set up with our Reveris and sets up a minefield to prevent that field from getting through. And the Shofar escorts or brings up or is a pipeline for all the Lashonis are there for the same site of the Tfilis of Klal Yisrael. It's Ma'achet Klal Yisrael. The Shofar is the ultimate instrumentality of the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, which I'll talk about now in a minute. The Mela is still what the Rambam means. And that is the tshuva of El Yoril Lefnei Akel already now. Works in sequence. Tshuva of El. Tfila during El. The Slichas of start. This Matzai Shabbos. So now, what are we doing? We're accelerating our return on the highway. Right? We went very fast this way. We stopped. Now we're turning around. And Slichas, all of a sudden, we go from a 25-mile-an-hour zone to a 55-mile-an-hour zone. Why? Because the Slichas are designed to start the process of now that I understand that I'm a snack kale. Now I'm there and I've been given an opportunity in the last week of El. It goes into progression. First week, second week, third week, the fourth week of El. Starts preparing for the arrival of the Melech, but you already are much closer to him. And therefore, you can doubt to the Mashal Malchash and Kenny Lufanecha. But the Mimus Fanecha is not here yet. Here already, last week ago. In Mash Mishnah, footnotes, echoes of the Mashal of the Melech's arrival, will live here. To the side of Tshuva El, Manili Daidi Lee. In Archaim HaKadosh, Shit was special. Take no Muhammad Alayhi. So I'm sure many of you have heard this. I'm kind of sayetzer kasa badaver, famous words of the Arizal. Kama sayetzer kasa badaver. The Rechav HaKadosh, after he goes through the halachic part of the Eishes Yifas Tayar, turns to this Havana Opidus Zayar. Doesn't quote the Arizal, but he follows the same path. At the end, he says two lines. I'm going to read you these two lines, and I try to explain the rest of the shir on the basis of the Rechav HaKadosh. Rechav HaKadosh says, Kiseitza Mulchama, Yadecha, everybody knows what we're talking about, Mulchama Sayeser. Says the Rechav HaKadosh. Two lines, along the Rechav, which I don't have time to go through with all of it, says, who is the Yifas Tayar? The Nefesh was once Yafa, but because of our virus, the Neshama Kedosha, she Neshama Kedosha Nikra Yifas Tayar. Unfortunately, we didn't do what we're supposed to do. Then the Archaim Kadosh says, Princeton, give me a second. Find it. She says, "Bocha esavia v'esima yerach yamin." What is this yerach yamin? Yerach yamin is Kodesh El. He says, the Hevesel Teich B'Secha. Teich B'Secha. Teich B'Secha. The Teich Beis HaMedrash. Yerach Yom is Elul. The Teich B'Secha is the Medrash. So, I'm going to tell you a mahalach here. I got an email last week after our discussion. One of the chaverim, and he writes to me the following. He says, thank you very much for the share. I'll leave out some of the things that he wrote. But he says, but I don't understand. You left us hanging a bit. Because you said that one of the drachim to overcome all the avarice that we have and to aid in the tshuva process is to attach yourself to the cloud, quoted a Meshachah to that effect. I have a question, he says. Why does that work? What is this, sort of like a game of children's game? You attach yourself to something and all of a sudden it works? And B, more troubling, how do you do that? How do you attach yourself to the cloud? So simple, it comes down here, a very beautiful deal, it comes down, very beautiful way of learning here. You just get on a computer, and all of a sudden you're part of a cloud. Good questions. Both good questions. I'm going to try to answer this question in the short amount of time that we have here. And hopefully I'll get some of us to this. Meshkach himself answered the first question. It says in the Parshas Kairach. Talks about the terrible, terrible effect of Machlokes. What's Machlokes? Machlokes is Pirut. What's so terrible about Pirut? Kal Yisrael, the design to be Muchad, Yisrael, by Raisa, the Kudz Baruch Hu Chadu. Why? Because we need Achdus. Why do we need Achdus? He says, everybody knows the same as Gemara. But a Chelvana is part of the Keteris. On its own, the Chelvana is Reich Ra. Why would you want to include it in the Keteris, which is the highest Madrega of Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash? Says, Vechazal, because when the Chelvana is included together with everybody else, Reza Achelik in the Kval, says the Meshkach of Tzadka. Says, because if you look at all of Kla Yisrael, Kla Yisrael is composed of hundreds of thousands of different disparate people. Each one has good parts to them that another person has. Sitting here in this room, and sitting here to build up our new platforms together. There are people who have kishrinus that other people don't have. There are also, unfortunately, the other side of the coin. Everybody has different type of events. In order to be machapa, other type of events, says the Meshachachma, you need a achdus in Klal Yisrael, where everybody contributes, and now we have a unity of all the midas that you need. All the ways, the mechas, the bar, the tzara, and nikdas, man. I don't have it. I have one, two, three. You put together a tzibur in this room, this group's here. But see, all of us, somehow we'll get to 48. Because I'm sure that some of this room learns late at night. What kind of being shayna? And if I don't, by being mischaber to you as a chavrusa, I now have the ability to come to the Rabbi Shalom and says, ich understand mita. But my chaber does. Nachum does. And we're one. We're one. You start introducing machoikas in Klal Yisrael, and you make pirud between all of Klal Yisrael, because Baruch looks down a few terrible things these people are doing. Not the machoikas itself. But all the avoidance that we have, and then this dibuk between Yisrael and Arayis and Kodesh Baruch Hu breaks apart. And the centrifugal forces, which the reverse, whatever the reverse of a centrifugal force, which brings Chibur in, then, I don't know what the flares of what they are, but the centrifugal force, I can't hear you, your mic is not centrifugal force.
It's centripetal.
Centripetal. They eat based. The opposite of a, so that, how many of you guys remember this bicycle? The opposite of a centrifugal force is a centripetal force. What we're supposed to have is, which is a good one, remind me, the one that keeps it in together.
Yeah, centripetal.
Centripetal. The Mashiach was talking about a centripetal force that keeps us together. Quake is so bad, creates people between us. We lose the establishment of Klal Yisrael, each of us aggregating together all our good stuff, right? Tim Tawaymar, we're talking about Midas, we're talking about the Edais. I come from one part of the world, he comes from another part of the world, we are the Sfar, the Ashkenazim, the Sfar, the Chassidim, we're all together. So Michael looks at Klal Yisrael and says, fantastic. I'm looking at them as an aggregate. That's why the Sefer is so important. It's Mechaber, all the Tfilos of Klal Yisrael. Start doing Machlekes, you do two levels of purity. Period says the Meshech Chachma between each people, and then the period between the Mashalan and the Klal Yisrael, because once, two levels here, two stages. That's the first answer, that's what the Meshech Chachma is. I would tell you, Rabbi Yisai, that's the Koyach of the Tzibur. That's the answer to the first question. What does it mean? What does the Tzibur do? Harder question is, how do you mechab yourself with the Tzibur? So I've thought about this a lot over the years. Because I have to grapple with this question. I'll tell you a simple pshat, and I'll tell you a little bit of a little bit more out of pshat. There are many times we have. Simple pshat is, how do you become a member of a tzibur? The concept Chazal use, which is called Ravim Tzrichinli. Person who everybody needs. Everybody needs. Yesterday, I'll tell you, a person I went to, Menachem Avil, family of friends that are back in my, I'm sure many of you knew him. That was a brilliant. Somebody called me on middle of his Friday, middle of his Levaya, called me, and I was, didn't know about it, so I couldn't get to the Levaya. But I was so shaken, that man. Talk about that also. And that was a Gain and Chesed. He was a person who personified Ravim Tzrichinli. Not to mock him to be Maspina, even though he deserves a type of Shiva. But this is what Chazal meant. A person whose Ravim Tzrichinli, all of Klal Yisrael needed this person. In fact, a Gain, both in the way conceived and conceptualized, who would have thought, right? So anybody would think, 20 years ago, the one thing that Klal Yisrael needs is Misafkin, They'll ask you, that's a different class of Klefis, no one waiting more yeshivas. He picked upon a need, he understood a need, and he executed it. He was Rav Tzrichwosh. Not everybody could be something like that. But everybody in this room can somehow aspire some way, by doing the chesed. It doesn't have to be a worldwide international chesed. I always spar with this with my reps, the viber in the community, always taking care of all the old ladies and making food for them and all that. And I said, why are you doing this? I was trained in a certain way, think big, do it organizationally wise, set up for this, set up for that. She said, you don't understand, you men, you all think this way. She says, what this old lady needs is us to take care of her one-to-one. Can't set up a faceless system, because that's not the chesed that's needed here. Everybody can figure out a way to do chesed. To do tzedakah, take part in a mitzvah which requires a chazaka satira, and all of a sudden, it's Rav Tzrichomoy. But they'll say, what? Me? I? The real me? That is Rav Tzrichomoy. Because I gave a check to a yeshiva? Yes. Because that's Meshachah. Because when you're machabri yourself, you're right. Your $180 check is Rav Tzrichomoy Klaus Shalom to survive that at $100. But when you attach yourself to the tzibur, all of a sudden you become a chelik of the tzibur. And you therefore become a Rav Tzrichomoy. Think as a member of Klaus Yisrael. This will make you Rav Tzrichomoy. Then I'll tell you what I'm going to take a shot. Let's go to page two here. What's a Rav Tzrichomoy? On this platform we're here tonight, there are three Rav Tzrichomoys here. There's Rav Lazer, there's Rav Mordechai, takes care of the Zoom platform, and there's Rav Israel, who is a Gavi for the Kaladasi Shurim Shul. Why are they Rav Tzrichomoy? They'll say, okay, it's kosher, because first of all, Kaladasi Ma'as, if you're learning yourself, you organize a shir, all of a sudden you become Rav Tzrichomoy. Much more than that. Because by setting up this ability for other people to learn Torah, you become a chelik d'chel when it goes away, and all the bittul Torah that we do, but God knows that bittul Torah goes away, because now you are connected. Who's a big master? You know, there's a couple of big masters there. It was until a few months ago, it was easy to say. Who's the biggest master in Klal Yisrael? Was the Shadushar, Mechaim Kadeski, the Chayim Lerach. But whoever the biggest master that you know in Klal Yisrael, the Mosam Bichtasam at that, Teretz is, I can connect to him by, and become a master myself, by being the Shechavah with him in this Achdus of Klal Yisrael.